All right, let's go. It's Wednesday, April 9th, 2025. Welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. That's me. Just a real quick look at all the headlines. Easy way to get caught up as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top headline. Really, it's just more of the same today. All the top news sites are waiting for the stock market to open to see what happens. Waking up uncertain of how the stock market will react to President Trump's tariffs. The White House did confirm yesterday that we are adding a 50% tariff on Chinese goods, which brings the overall tariff rate to 104%. They say those went into effect just after midnight, along with additional tariffs on multiple countries. Chinese authorities said they will take resolute and strong measures in response. This news made yesterday another day full of wild swings for the market. Also, the tariffs are leading to some infighting amongst President Trump's administration. Elon Musk had some real negative things to say about Peter Navarro. He's Trump's senior trade advisor. The White House press secretary was asked about it yesterday, and she said, "Boys will be boys." On the sports. First, a real sad one out of the sports world. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Octavio Dotel has passed away. He played for 13 teams throughout his time in the majors. He was a World Series winner. Anyway, he was at a nightclub in the Dominican Republic when the roof collapsed. It's reported that at least 98 people died in this accident. There were other notable athletes and politicians reportedly at the club that night. It's very, very tragic. At first, Octavio was found alive, but he reportedly did not make it to the hospital. He died while he was being transported. The whole thing is just heartbreaking. Before their game last night, the New York Mets paid tribute to Octavio. In the NBA, the Denver Nuggets just cleaned house. They have three games left in the regular season. It's a tight playoff race for them, and they fire their head coach, Michael Malone, and their general manager, Calvin Booth. This is just 2 years after they won the championship. The team said the decision gave the Nuggets the best chance at competing for the championship this year. Lastly, in other basketball news, LeBron James has broken a lot of records over the years, and he has a new first to add to his list of accomplishments. He is now the first male athlete to ever be featured in a Barbie doll set. Come on, he's the latest Ken Bassiter. What an honor for the guy. The LeBron doll will be available later this month, and it'll cost just $75. On to some entertainment headlines. First in baby news, Miss Rachel just welcomed her second baby. Miss Rachel is a very popular kids programming personality. She has a YouTube channel. Parents with little kids definitely know Miss Rachel. Now, along with her husband, Aaron, she's got a brand new little baby girl, family of four. Congratulations. In relationship news, it sounds like Britney Spears and her boyfriend Paul have broken up for the second time. According to TMZ, they broke up last July, reconnected earlier this year, and are now split up again. In health news, singer Robbie Williams just revealed that he was diagnosed with scurvy. When? Not back in the 17th century when scurvy was a thing. No, this was earlier this year. He said he contracted it while using appetite suppressants to try to lose weight. He said he wasn't eating, so he wasn't getting nutrients, and he was diagnosed with scurvy. Sounds like he's doing better now. Lastly here, there is a whole movement out there to get Jack Black named People's Sexiest Man Alive this year. We're not going to find out who wins the title until the end of the year. It comes in like November. But people are pointing out that he's a triple threat. He can sing, he can dance, and he can act. I get it. Makes sense to me. John Krasinski currently owns that title. Moving on to movie and TV news. Back to those tariffs for a second, because things are currently so contentious between us and China. It's reported that they are considering a boycott on Hollywood films. That is the world's second largest film market, so that would have a big impact on the industry. In potential casting news, it's reported that Robert Pattinson could join the next Dune movie, Dune Messiah. There's apparently interest in getting him to play a villain opposite Timothée Chalamet. The next Dune movie is the final in the series. Filmmaker Werner Herzog is going to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at the 82nd Venice Film Festival. He will be honored in August. In TV news, actually it's still kind of movie news, but Joel McHale said that the Community movie is finally happening. The series finale aired back in 2015, so 10 years ago, that's crazy. And they've never really stopped talking about doing a movie. Sounds like it's actually happening now. Joel said he hopes to start shooting this fall. In other TV news, the iconic Full House house in San Francisco just sold. It was used for all of those exterior shots. It just sold for $6 million. I hope the new owners are cool with a lot of people taking pictures of their house. I did that the first time I was in San Francisco. I had to. I grew up with the Tanners. Haley Welch, also known as the Hawk Tua Girl, just filmed a cameo for Glenn Powell's new Hulu show. It's called Chad Powers. And although we don't know how big her role is, it sounds like she played herself. In reality news, Honey Boo Boo is back. Alana Thompson, who is 19 now, by the way, she's going to narrate a new biopic for Lifetime called I Was Honey Boo Boo. That'll premiere mid-May. In streamer news, Apple TV Plus is running a deal right now. If you want to see what all the Severance hype is about, you can sign up for just $2.99 a month. That's a great deal. They said that's good through April 24th, so get on it. Lastly, a few things to watch today and tonight. Episode 4 of Seth Rogen's show, The Studio, is out today on Apple TV Plus. Everybody's Live with John Mulaney is new on Netflix. The Masked Singer is new on Fox. And Celebrity Jeopardy is new on ABC. Okay, on to music. A handful of tours were just announced. First, Blink-182. Their Missionary Impossible tour starts in August. They're going to take Alkaline Trio out with them, one of my personal faves. I'll link all of these dates that I mentioned here up in our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. Also, speaking of Blink-182, Mark Hoppus's book, Fahrenheit 182, is officially out now. The band's Breaking Benjamin in 3 Days Grace, they announced a co-headlining tour. And TV on the Radio, they announced some new dates as well. Again, linking all those in our Instagram stories. And lastly, while we don't have specifics, Maroon 5, they're about to go on tour. Adam Levine just confirmed it on The Tonight Show. They've got a new album on the way, as well as a tour. He didn't give many details. He did say they should have a new song out around the end of the month. In other new music news, Arcade Fire just announced a new album, their first in 3 years. It's called Pink Elephant. That'll be out May 9th. They have a new song out right now. One of Kurt Cobain's broken guitars is going up for auction. Broken because he smashed it. The minimum bid is $30,000, but another one of his smashed guitars sold for over $500,000 a couple years ago, so I would imagine this will get up there. The auction is live as of this morning. Lastly, in country news, something else I have up in our Instagram stories, Riley Green just did something very impressive. First, I'll start by saying that I met him. He is a very big dude. He got to take batting practice the other day at Rogers Center where the Blue Jays play, and he hit a home run. Come on, that's cool. Again, the video's up in our Instagram stories. Some additional headlines on this Wednesday morning. One of U.S. State Secretary Marco Rubio's bodyguards was arrested. This happened in Brussels. Rubio was over there for a NATO meeting. The bodyguard reportedly was acting erratically and became irate with hotel staff when they wouldn't keep the hotel bar open beyond its normal hours. They say he became physically aggressive and he was arrested. RFK Jr. is back in the news today. He just announced plans to tell the CDC to stop recommending communities put fluoride in the drinking water. There is some opposition to this from the dental community. Utah recently became the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water. As of now, the CDC refers to fluoride as a naturally occurring mineral that strengthens teeth and reduces cavities. RFK Jr. wants it out. Uber just released their 2025 Uber Lost and Found Index, some of the strangest things found in the back of an Uber. I'm looking at the whole list right here. Some that jump out at me: mannequin head with human hair, chainsaw, my turtle, a live turtle, an aquarium, a unicycle, 100 DVDs, a mini fridge, Ozempic, divorce papers, 10 live lobsters. Anyway, my point is, just double check that backseat as you're getting out. Just a glance behind you. You don't want to leave your Cornish hens in there. That is also on the list, Cornish hens. The 5 most commonly forgotten items include headphones, luggage, keys, wallet, phone. Lastly here, I always end the show with some good news. This is a good one. Given our current political landscape, I definitely wanted to highlight the story. A Democratic politician in Idaho, her name is Brooke Green. She's currently fighting breast cancer. She's about to start chemotherapy. And when they heard the news, 8 of her colleagues from the other side of the aisle all shaved their heads to show support. 8 of her Republican counterparts. One of the guys said, quote, "When somebody's going through a trying time, you can get caught up in the session, all the politics of it. But there's a human side as well, and you want to be able to support your colleagues and help them through it." That's a pretty cool story. More of this. Not cancer, but you know what I mean. The support. I like it. And the show is over now.
Is over.
Thank you for being here. Thanks to Denise Rogers for plugging the show on Instagram, sharing it with your friends. Much appreciated. I always will take that word of mouth. I'll give you a shout out if you can do that. Share it on social media. I'm back tomorrow with a brand new rundown of everything. Have a great Wednesday.
Please tell your friends about this show.